You ever stumble across a story that feels, I don't know, ripped from the pages of some really old, dusty backwoods folklore? Something so strange it just makes the hairs on your neck stand up, even if you can't quite put your finger on why.
Oh, absolutely. Those are the best kind, aren't they? The ones that blur the line.
Exactly. And that's where we're headed today, to Greenbow, Alabama, way back in the early 1900s for this really unsettling tale about a dog named Mr. Tuna.
Right, Mr. Tuna. And on the surface, it sounds almost mundane, doesn't it? 1902, you've got this lonely widower, Cole. His wife passed away. He buys a dog.
Simple enough. Need some company. Names him Mr. Tuna. Seems like, okay, sad story. Maybe a happy ending for the dog and the man.
But yeah, that's where the simplicity ends, because this wasn't just any dog. Apparently, almost right away, Mr. Tuna's appearance started causing, well, fear, real fear in Greenbow.
Not just like nervousness around a new animal in town, but proper deep-seated fear, which is odd, isn't it, for a dog? And that's where this whole thing takes a sharp turn into the really bizarre.
It really does. That initial reaction from the townspeople, that's the hook. It immediately tells you something's off. So we're looking at this story through basically two very different lenses, both pretty unsettling.
Okay, what are they?
Well, one possibility is that this thing wasn't actually a dog at all. Maybe something genuinely non-human, some kind of entity or, cryptid, just masquerading as one.
Whoa, okay, so like a creature feature angle?
Sort of, yeah. Or the other possibility, a very, very elaborate human deception, someone pretending to be a dog for, well, potentially quite sinister reasons, maybe surveillance, maybe something worse aimed at the owner, Cole.
Wow. Okay, those are two very different paths. So our deep dive today is basically to unpack this Greenbow mystery, right? Sift through the details we have, the whispers, the reports, and just see what holds water.
Exactly, trying to figure out what was really going on with Mr. Tuna.
All right, so let's start at the beginning. How did this creature, or whatever it was, even end up with Cole?
Well, the story mentions a man named Kleslow. Apparently, he saw this dog for sale at the Greenbow Market back in 1902. Something about it must have stuck with him because he's part of the narrative later.
Okay, and then Cole comes along.
Right after, Cole, who's still grieving his wife from the year before, sees the dog and decides to buy it, looking for companionship, you assume.
Makes sense, but then things get strange. For 12 years, you said.
12 years. From 1902 all the way to 1914, Cole and Mr. Tuna were apparently quite the fixture in Greenbow. But, crucially, not a beloved one. A notable, yes, but also a feared presence.
12 years. Just think about that. An entire town living alongside this source of fear for over a decade. What exactly was it about its appearance?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The sources keep stressing the uncanny appearance as the reason for the fear, but they don't give specifics, which is frustrating. Was it too big? Did it move weirdly? The eyes?
Something must have been deeply unsettling, not just ugly dog strange.
Precisely. This wasn't just people being mean to an odd-looking animal. This was genuine fear, sustained over 12 years. That points to something fundamentally wrong.
And then, 1914.
Things take a darker turn. Cold eyes.
Yes, and the circumstances were described as unusual, which again raises red flags. But the real shocker came when the authorities went to investigate the scene at Cole's home.
What did they find?
They found Mr. Tuna in the back bedroom. And here's the kicker, the detail that just flips the whole script.
Go on.
It was standing on two legs.
Wait, what? Like balancing for a treat?
No, apparently standing upright as its natural posture in that moment, just standing there.
Okay, that is deeply weird. Standing.
And apparently the shock wasn't just the two legs, it was the height. When it stood up, it was tall. Tall enough for the officers to immediately realize this wasn't actually a dog. Not in any way they understood.
So their first thought wasn't weird dog trick. It was, that's not a dog.
Seems like it. Something was fundamentally wrong with the picture. And then they tried to arrest this figure. Arrest it. How did that go?
Not smoothly. The report mentions a long scuffle, a real confrontation. And during the struggle, while they're trying to grab this thing that looks like a dog but is standing like a man, it barked.
Okay, dogs bark, even weird ones.
Ah, but the description of the bark, it was described as having a deep, manly tone.
A deep, manly bark from something that looked like a dog.
Exactly. Imagine hearing that, a human-like voice, deep and male, coming out of this dog thing they're wrestling with. The confusion must have been
I
immense.
can't even picture it. So they fought with it. It's making human-like sounds. What happened?
Eventually, after this significant struggle, they managed to subdue it. And that's when they discovered it was wearing, quote, a fake dog costume.
A costume. So it was a person.
It was. Beneath the costume, they found a 45-year-old man identified as Marty Groh.
Marty Groh. Okay, so mystery solved. Just a very, very disturbed individual.
Well, yes and no. It gets darker. Marty Groh, it turned out, was linked to, and this is the phrasing used, several other unspeakable crimes to his previous owners.
Hold on. Previous owners. Owners of what? Other costumes? Or
yeah.
Owners, like, people he knew. People he targeted.
That's the chilling ambiguity, isn't it? Does owners imply previous people he belonged to while in disguise? Or people connected to him in other ways who became victims? Either way, it suggests a pattern.
A pattern of deception linked to unspeakable crimes.
Arthur.
This wasn't just some harmless, eccentric playing dress-up for 12 years.
Absolutely not. This detail casts the entire 12 years in Greenbow in a much more sinister light. Was Cole specifically targeted? Was the dog persona a tool for something awful?
And the commitment. 12 years, living as a dog, the planning, the physical toll, the mental state required. It's almost unbelievable. What could possibly motivate someone to do that?
That's the core question for the human impersonation angle. Surveillance seems plausible, gaining access, maybe building trust in a very strange way, especially if he had a history of harming people connected to him.
Which brings us back to that initial fear the town felt. Could they, on some subconscious level, have sensed the humanity behind the disguise? Or maybe sense something even stranger.
Or maybe they sense something fundamentally non-canine, something truly other. That's where, you know, the cryptid idea creeps back in, however wild it sounds.
You mean maybe the uncanny appearance wasn't just a weird dog, but something non-human trying to look like a dog and not quite nailing it?
Possibly. Maybe the proportions were wrong, or the movement, something innate that set off alarm bells. Think about folklore shapeshifters, mimics, creatures that aren't what they seem.
And the voice, that deep, manly tone. Could that fit?
It could be interpreted that way, perhaps. An attempt at mimicry, maybe mimicking a bark, maybe mimicking human speech badly that came out sounding unnatural, something clearly not from a dog's throat. It's a stretch, maybe, but given the overall weirdness.
But then you hit the practicalities again. How does a cryptid make a detailed dog costume? And why wear one for 12 years only to be discovered standing upright in it? That part feels more like a human getting caught.
Exactly. The human angle, while disturbing, offers more tangible, if grim, motives. Surveillance. Gaining access to Cole's home. His life. Maybe Cole is being watched for some reason related to Groh's past crime.
Especially that detail about crimes against previous owners. That suggests a method, a pattern. Cole wasn't the first. Was the Mr. Tuna persona Groh's signature move, maybe?
Yeah.
A way to get close?
It's a horrifying thought. A 12-year con. A performance sustained for over a decade, potentially as part of a predatory pattern. The level of dedication is staggering, almost inhuman in itself.
So we're circling this impossible point. Either a human being maintained an incredibly demanding, bizarre, and likely sinister charade for 12 years.
Fooling an entire town, possibly leading up to his owner's unusual death.
Or the initial fear was right all along. It wasn't a dog. It wasn't even initially a man in a suit. It was something else entirely. Something non-human that used the suit as a maybe final layer of deception.
It leaves you with these huge unanswered questions. What really made Mr. Tuna look so uncanny to people from day one? How could anyone, human or otherwise, sustain that act for so long? And what was the real link between Marty Groh, his past crimes, and Cole?
It's just one of those stories that sticks with you, digs under your skin, you keep turning it over. So the final thought you're left wrestling with is, was it a man, methodically, disturbingly, pretending to be a dog for over a decade, maybe with the darkest of intentions?
Or was it something truly outside our understanding, a creature so adept at mimicking a dog that it almost got away with it, only to fumble the final act by revealing a human form underneath? Was it a man pretending to be a dog? Or, in some strange way, a dog pretending to be a man?
Yeah.